Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 142 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for July 20th is describe a situation in your life when you were so focused on achieving something, you strayed from your principles. Discuss whether or not you reached your achievement, how you felt about betraying your principles afterward, and whether or not it was worth it. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of living by principles. Coach Carter is a movie that chronicles the true story of Ken Carter, a man who took the job as a high school basketball coach at his alma mater in Richmond, California. Carter had been an All-American himself in high school and was asked by his former coach to take the job and turn the program around. The school was notorious for its low graduation and high dropout rates, and Carter saw this as an opportunity to help some of these young men do something positive with their lives, rather than end up on the streets, in prison, or dead at a young age. Coach Carter immediately tried to instill discipline on the team so the boys would understand what it took to win basketball games. And Carter told them winning inside the gym would lead to winning in their lives outside the gym as well. Several of the players left the team as they did not want to meet the demands that Coach Carter put on them. But he focused on working with the boys who stayed committed, and he was equally demanding on them, including his own son, who was a freshman on the team and transferred from a private school once his dad took the job at Richmond. The toughness and discipline Carter implemented worked, and the team had an unblemished start to the season. They were flying high as they were invited to a select tournament and won the championship. But Coach Carter lost it when the team snuck out of their hotel and went to celebrate their victory at a party. Once he gathered the team on the bus, he chastised them for acting like ghetto hoop stars who were only concerned about alcohol and girls. One of the players responded to Coach Carter and told him they were winners because they had won the tournament championship. And isn't that what he wanted for them? To be winners? Coach Carter's world was rocked even further when he got back and looked over the progress reports from the teachers, with terrible reports about the players' failing grades and lack of even showing up for class. A large majority of the players were in violation of the contract they had signed at the beginning of the season, which said they would maintain a certain grade point average. Coach Carter realized that he had strayed from his principle of trying to teach these young men life lessons and help them succeed in life. He had made the mistake that many of us make in thinking that external achievements and accolades that we are chasing will automatically make our lives better and give us happiness. But he realized without the foundation of personal character, the winning not only didn't take their problems away, but it often led to even more temptations. Coach Carter made the bold move to lock the players out of the gym and forfeit all games until every one of the players met the requirement for their grades. There was a protest from many of the parents, and the school board decided to end the lockout and forced Coach Carter to let the team play the games. This time, Coach Carter knew what his integrity was, and he was committed to living by those principles. When the school board made their decision, he made the sacrifice to resign as coach. Except something amazing happened. Coach Carter's example to live by his principles inspired the teenage boys to look inside their hearts and live by principles as well. They decided to finish what he started and refused to play until the grade requirements were met. Coach Carter and the players all recognized that external victories without living by the principles of our integrity are hollow victories. So how about you? Can you describe a situation in your life when you were so focused on achieving something you strayed from your principles? Whether you reached your achievement or not, how did you feel about betraying your principles afterward? Was it worth it? Writing our own story is all about using our power of choice. And there is not a greater opportunity to use our power of choice than when we decide whether or not to live by the principles and values of our integrity. And if you have experienced one of these situations where you have strayed from your principles, you can see that what appears to be easier in the short term is not always the most beneficial for us in the long term. And today's story about Coach Carter is also a great example for us as teachers and coaches. Because when we know our integrity and we use our power of choice to live by principles, not only do we move closer to our potential, but we inspire the young people we work with and we empower them to do the same. And so making the choice to live by our principles is not just for us. It is really a gift that we give to others. And this is the formula that every one of us can use to increase our impact on our students and athletes and give them a better version of ourselves every day.